Hello, my name is Tamara Abdel Jaber. I'm based in Amman, Jordan, and I'm a partner at Amman Ventures, which is a gender lens SME investment fund. When it comes to the gaps and challenges that women face, gender gaps, it's a global issue, and that's why there's a need for the World Economic Forum to continue issuing their gender gap reports on an annual basis. In the Middle East, I would say that there are cultural norms that are a bit different from other parts of the world. And these cultural norms, among other issues, lead to the fact that only 14% of the SMEs in the Middle East are owned by women, and only 5% of those are getting funding. So the gaps are much bigger than anywhere else in the world. And that's why I live in the most gender unequal part of the world. Investing with a gender lens means that we are investing with the intent to address gender issues and promote gender equity. So we are investing in women-owned and women-led enterprises. We are investing in businesses that promote equity and inclusion. We are supporting businesses that produce products and services that cater for women and girls. And this means that those businesses become stronger, they're able to grow, realize their growth potential, and hence support more women. We start seeing more women leading organizations, leading bigger organizations. We'll start seeing more women in the workforce. If I give an example from Jordan, for instance, while 52% of university graduates are females, women constitute only 14% of the workforce, which means that there's a lot that we all need to be doing to bring more women to the workforce. The challenges that we face as fund managers in general are global, and they're, I would say, well known and established. One, of course, the biggest challenge is fundraising, getting to our funding targets. For Amman Ventures, it's $30 million, and being an impact fund, a lot of the funding needs to come from developmental agencies where the cycles are extremely slow, where they're not particularly interested in this part of the world. So it's very hard convincing those agencies to invest in such a fund. The bandwidth is another challenge, because we need to be doing so much. We cannot just focus on investment activities. We need to be spending a lot of time having our own team doing technical assistance activities. Because when we're talking about SMEs, a lot of the SMEs that we're coming across, they're not investment ready. They're unlike the tech startups, they've never talked to investors before, which means there has to be a lot of hand-holding. We need to help them prepare their numbers, their investment decks, so that they're ready for us to come in as investors. This requires a lot of work from our side. There's always the technical challenges. Where do we set up? Again, in this part of the world, the regulatory environment is not very encouraging for setting up an investment fund, which means we need to do a lot of homework, spend a lot on legal fees to be able to identify the right jurisdiction for our work, setting up fund administration, etc. Now, these challenges are compounded by the fact that we are an all-female fund management team, which means that we need to have a lot of things prepared before we start talking to investors. We are always questioned about the potential for the fund, the pipeline, the risks that we are facing. And compared to what our male counterparts face, we're in a much tougher position to, in order to convince investors. The fact that we are focused on impact just as we are focused on reasonable returns makes it also harder, because although everyone talks about impact investing these days, they're still expecting 30% ROI, which is not realistic if you want to focus on impact. The fact that we're investing with a gender lens is another challenge, because, like I said, there's a lot of work that needs to be done before the companies are truly investable or ready for financing. So it's not easy, but someone has to do it. And we believe that it's not just a good cause, it's also good business. we can generate reasonable returns. We need to be doing our part in supporting women-owned and women-led businesses. And we are setting ourselves as role models in the region where very few women are taking on such a leap and starting their own investment fund. In Jordan, we have 250 entrepreneurial development programs. Very few of those are especially for women. And even less are there to support SMEs in traditional industries. Everyone is looking to support tech startups because this is the global trend. This is what's more interesting for VC funds, for funders, for donors, etc. But women are usually in traditional industries, in education, healthcare and well-being, manufacturing, food and beverage, tourism, creative industries. And these are the businesses that are able to grow in terms of revenues, in terms of employment. So providing specialized acceleration services for those women-owned businesses is extremely important. These businesses, or these women in particular, a lot of them lack confidence that would allow them to talk comfortably to investors and banks and financing institutions. A lot of those women lack financial literacy. I can't begin to tell you how many times I hear women say that they're afraid of numbers or they don't understand financial statements. And that's a big gap that accelerators are needed to help those women. We are having our own accelerator at Aman Ventures. We call it Arkan. Arkan is the Arabic word for pillars or foundation, because we're aiming through Arkan to build a strong foundation for women-owned businesses. So we're offering technical assistance and mostly pre-investment because we see those women-owned and women-led SMEs as unpolished gems. They need a lot of work, a lot of hand-holding in order for them to become investment ready. We put them through boot camps and fellowship programs so that they can identify their growth plans, their expansion strategies, and work towards preparing the financials, the pitch decks, etc. These women need networking and linkages in order for them to access markets. So that's another important role for those accelerators. And like I said before, building confidence, executive presence, how to position themselves and present themselves in meetings, in presentations, in networking events, mentoring and providing business coaching as well. So these are all important aspects that a business accelerator needs to have and offer to those women-owned SMEs. And I say that we need some specialized accelerators because the requirements of those business women business owners and women leaders are different from their male counterparts or their male colleagues. Women are naturally focused on impact. We need to help them formalize their work in sustainability and impact so that they can present themselves strongly to investors. The confidence part, the financial literacy part, are all challenges that women face in particular and need special solutions. So the bottom line, yes, those accelerators are extremely important. Crowdfunding is a very interesting topic that's yet to pick up well in the Middle East region. We've always wanted to do a crowdfunding campaign based on our virtual community. So imagine we have 45,000 women who are looking to make small investments. And our plan is to raise at least $1 million of our $30 million target through a crowdfunding campaign, allowing those women the opportunity to become investors, for a lot of them, for the first time in their lives. Now, the way I see it, with through our acceleration programs, women are very supportive of other women. And I think everyone is a believer of what Madeleine Albright said, that there's a special place in hell for women who don't support other women. What I'm seeing is that women are out there supporting each other. So crowdfunding can be an excellent way for them to raise funding, get support, especially from other women who believe in their missions and want to be investors for the first time.